Hello and welcome to Raf and Males Review the World. My name is Raf. What's your name?
I'm Males.
And what are we here to do?
Review the world.
Yes, we are. One thing at a time. Although, actually, now that I think about it, at least eight things an episode.
Definitely, we've got it formatted at
the moment.
Yeah, that. I mean, one at a time, forever. Eight at a time, easy.
Yeah, by that way of counting, you kind of do everything one thing at a time, even if you do loads of it. Because you just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, just saying, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Now it's time for everyone's favourite segment, Preliminary Chat.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
I don't know, but I like the fact that I just sort of put my fingers to the sky like I was dancing, and then he started making music immediately. We've got that kind of symbiotic relationship. It's great. Like one of those fish that eats stuff out of the teeth of the bigger fish.
Yes, yeah, that is exactly how I look at our friendship.
Yeah, and let's not get into a discussion of which one is the big fish and which one is the small fish cleaning the other one's teeth.
No.
By sucking the algae off from it. So this is that has been Preliminary Chat. Happy New Year. What is the first thing that you have got to review today?
I am going to be reviewing the 2017 novelty glasses.
Oh my god, the 2017 novelty glasses.
In case you're not aware of what these have been around since the year 2000. That's when I started to notice them.
Yeah.
I think they got into heavy rotation. And they are the glasses that you wear and the two zeros in the middle are for your eye holes.
One more time?
For your eye holes.
For your eye holes. Yeah.
And then it'd have the two other numbers.
Yes.
The exterior numbers.
In the year 2000, the exterior numbers would have been two and zero.
And the final zero, yeah.
I see, yeah. And so, the two interior zeros are for your eye holes.
The eye holes.
Yeah.
So, this was great.
Yeah.
2000.
Classic gag.
Great.
Yeah,
2001.
Yes, I was right there. Yes, we loved it. Millennium. It was the millennium. We were all young.
Oh,
we were
God.
Loving
millennium.
Life.
Favorite year.
Pre-Brexit, pre-whatever the fuck happened with the when everyone got poor in 2008. Pre-Iraq war, man. That's how far back we're going. Those were the halcyon days when everything was just cool.
I yearn for the pre-Iraq war days. If I think of my life now, post-Iraq war.
A kid in my class at school got his Pokemon cartridge taken, and he'd like been leveling it up for hours, days, weeks, months. That was the worst thing that happened in the year 2000.
And that was because of the Iraq War.
On a global political scale.
Oh, right.
That actually caused the Iraq War, but I'm not going to get into the mechanics of how that happened here.
No, I think we're going a bit too deep.
Yeah, the murky ground.
Anyway, so these glasses, 2000, perfect. 2001, great. 2002, great.
Yes.
2003.
2002, possibly the best year.
Possibly.
They
peaked.
Yes.
2003, great. 2004, great.
How was 2005?
2005, outstanding.
Yes.
Because it was like it was upside down.
It was flipsy, reversy.
Looked great. 2006, not as good as 2005.
But still good, though.
Up there.
Yeah.
2007, have they flipped the two in a weird way? Maybe they have.
Not quite 2005, but close.
Yeah. 2008, they've got the two O's, made them smaller, put them on the side.
Oh my God, that's clever.
Saved so much money.
Yeah.
2009, the final best version of those glasses, because 2010...
Yeah, what happened in 2010?
It was dog shit.
Yeah. The whole interior zeros for the eye holes thing.
They tried something new, never tried before.
Yeah.
where they made the exterior, the end zero, one of the eye holes.
So they had just a one over your nose?
One over your... So your whole face was like a tectonic plate shift had happened.
Yes, like Picasso.
And it all moved over to one side. Yeah. Like when they saw a woman in half, and then they shift it.
Yeah, like...
That were your, that was your face.
Like a Prisma picture on Instagram. Like your whole face just got Prismed.
It did, but not the triangle one.
But less cool as well. More like, the fifth time you see Prisma, not the first time you see Prisma.
Yes. Yeah, yes. The first time you see Prisma, you think, wicked.
Fuck, yeah.
Then you do it. It's dog shit. Like 2010 glasses.
Yeah.
So, for some... I mean, these guys had been riding a crest of a wave for 9 years.
Yeah, the thing is, in 2010 as well, at least they still had 2 zeros to work with.
They did, yes.
2011, that's when shit really hit the fan.
I mean, somebody must have gone, Gary, this is not working.
Yeah.
Stop. You're going to bankrupt us with these novelty glasses.
Yeah, we need to stop now. Like, we're teetering on the precipice here. We're about to fall off a cliff from which we will never recover.
I mean, so what's happened is, you're still good. You've got the one eye. Yeah. And we're at 2017 now. And where's the other eye?
Where the fuck is your right eye living?
It is...
Is it peeking out from between, as if you were looking through a forest?
If only. I mean, I'll look at the picture now. And what they... I mean, have they cut a hole in the one? Is it just a slightly smaller
Have they wrapped the one around into a perfect circle, as if it was a zero? As if we were back in 2007, mate, before the financial market crashed?
I'm not going to lie to you. That is a fucking genius
That's a fucking genius idea. How much would you like to be back in 2007?
Oh, pre-Iraq war, man.
Well...
Was it?
I mean, it was kind of the middle of the Iraq war, but it was...
Ooh, all right, then. So...
It was pre the, ISIS level of Iraq war, where everything was...
Though, can I just put on record? Those bastards.
Those motherfuckers. Look, I'm going to review ISIS right here, right now.
No, we can only do eight.
All right, but when it's your time, your ISIS. Time is going to come, ISIS.
We are on you.
Your review is going to be fucking scathing. Scathing.
No, give it spoilers.
Well, just they need to know.
All right. So
I'm sorry. I just don't like them. All right, I'm sorry to put it out there.
So
like
getting back. 2017 glasses.
Yes.
What they look like? Can I describe them to you?
Please do. Please, so, in the frankest way you possibly can.
You've got your 2, you've got your 0. Yes. You know the score, you've seen it all before.
Seen it, I was going to say a million times before. No, I've seen it 16 times before.
You've seen it 16, yes.
Yes.
So you know the deal, that's standard, straightforward, right? You've got your 7 on the end.
Yes.
Right, like 2007.
Back in the glory days.
Those
mid-Iraq war days.
Great times.
Yes.
We all laughed.
Yeah, we haven't... I remember where I was New Year's Eve 2007. I had a pair of those on. I had another pair in my pocket ready to put on the first person I saw when I got into the party. I did it. They loved it. We hugged. We kissed. It was a magical night. It was like the song 1999 by Prince, but 2007.
Funnily enough, the exact same thing happened to me as well.
I'm pretty sure it happened to 50% of the population, and the other 50% were the people who got handed the glasses. Yes.
Oh, yeah. There was, spread the cheer, hands around the world, except it was hands on faces applying novelty glasses. So, what the curveball in this, right, getting back to the glasses,
yes,
is, where's the one?
Where is the one?
You've got one eye looking through an O, or zero, should I say?
Yeah,
looks like an O. So maybe that's it. It's 2. Uh oh.
2.
So it's looking through a zero.
Wait, what?
The other eye's looking through a zero.
So is it 2017?
Do you know what's on top of that zero? Like a little hat.
I don't know.
It's a 1. So it reads 2-0-1-0-7.
20,000.
This madness future, what have they brought upon us?
20,107?
You're exactly right, mate.
That's...
And that's how they'll say it. That is how they'll say it.
In that quizzical tone of voice that they're just trying to work it out as they're going.
December. Well, no, well, no. It'll be December 31st.
It'll be Decembertron by that point. Decembertron. It'll be futuristic December.
Decembertron Epsilon B.
Yep.
And then there'll be a pi symbol. 20107. No, yeah. It'll be 20106 on the evening before the dawn of 20107.
Yeah, before the dawn rises over the smog-choked hellscape, which is planet Earth.
If the sun is still rising at that point, it'll rise to see shame upon people's faces.
Yeah, on their mutated, irradiated faces.
Yeah.
As they scrabble amongst the dirt.
Detritus.
The detritus, the ruins of our civilization. Not even our civilization, the fifth civilization after ours that has been rebuilt from the ashes after we've been through five cycles of civilizations rising and being destroyed.
What happens if somebody who rebuilds...
And they'll still be shit glasses. amongst all of that bollocks, amongst all of the detritus and the wreckage and all of that, people will be like scrabbling amongst dirt and rocks and rubble, and they'll find a pair of these glasses and they'll throw them away, and they'll say, that's a piece of shit compared to the bit of scrap iron that I've dug up out of this, you know, compared to a literal piece of shit that I found in this pit we all live in now. Those glasses will still be worse.
Or what happens if this is the new currency?
Well, that's an interesting idea.
I mean, 2004 ones are worth more than the 2107.
The 2107 glasses. But maybe, you know, how many of these realistically are they going to sell? Maybe these will be the most valuable because they'll be the last year they ever produced them, because after this, all of these podcast listeners are going to rebel and tear down the offices of the novelty year-based New Year's Eve glasses company.
I'm not sure, because, I mean, I don't want to review society, but...
Not yet.
They're all fucking idiots, mate, and someone's going to buy them.
Yeah, someone is going to buy them. That's true. And there's, like, I think about a 60% chance that the person who buys them will be you.
Oh, God, I have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Let's not beat around the bush.
The fans demand it. They're on their way. The fans demand it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, then. Score out of 10.
Out of 10, I'm going to give these 2.
Yeah.
I was going to give them 0, but they're so shit, they get 2. Okay. Like, they're so shit, they're coming back round again.
They're coming back.
But they're still shit at the end of the day.
They haven't quite completed the loop. Maybe by 2021 will be far enough around the loop that they'll be good again.
Yeah, I'll wear them that year.
Yeah. And not just in shame in your own house while you cry.
Right. I'm done. Yeah, fuck these glasses.
Fuck those glasses, 2 out of 10. I should mention, it's just occurred to me that I don't think we mentioned up right at the start of the programme that this is a New Year's special.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we just reviewed the New Year's celebration glasses.
That it is.
Maybe I'll take this from right now and I'll cut it back into the beginning of the podcast. Wait. It's our New Year's special! Almost certainly not going to do that, but you know, at least we've said it out loud.
I think you
now.
Should leave it where it is, it'd be perfect.
Right, and now it is time for everybody's fourth or fifth favourite segment of this podcast.
Out of the 3 segments we have.
Out of the, well, it depends how you count, but yeah, I mean, definitely the least favourite segment of the podcast.
Yeah.
Adverts! Adverts!
Adverts, 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 adverts.
Happy New Year Day. Right, what's our adverts for this week?
This week is for Stephen's unprepared pills.
Stephen's unprepared pills.
Are you ever unprepared? Take a Stephen's.
What would happen were I to be unprepared and take a Stephen's?
I'll tell you. Step one.
Yes.
Purchase a beautiful pack of Stephen's unprepared pills.
Wait, let's backtrack a second. Let's say I've got a big meeting with the guys in Japan. I've come over for a meeting.
Yes.
And oh my God, I totally spaced it. I was up last night getting high on my own supply and I'm not prepared for this big meeting with Tokyo. I'm rushing to work. I'm late. My tie's disheveled.
Yes. Yes.
Everything that happens in the Friends theme tune is happening to me. My life's a joke and I'm broke. My love life's DOA. I'm rushing for the meeting.
That's the bit I know.
Yeah, that's the only bit I know. I'm totally unprepared. I've just about got time to stop off in the shop and get myself a packet of Stephen's.
Yes.
Step one, achieved. I've bought the Stephen's.
Got the Stephen's. You pop two of the Stephen's.
Two of them.
As in, you put them in your mouth. You don't squeeze them till they explode.
Can I be clear at this point? Don't pop three. You'll be way too prepared for what's about to happen.
Well, what happens? Do you know what happens when you're too prepared?
Do you start to see the future?
You die.
Yeah, you see the future, you realise it's not worth it, and you just die.
You die. You see beyond what is happening.
Yeah.
You're not ready.
You don't see the future. You see through time.
You just
realise that time is an illusion and life is a joke, and you die.
That little Billy thought he had 3 hours to cross the road.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Turns
out. Because he saw through to the other side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you pop your Stephen's.
Two
Stephen's.
Can't stress this enough. Two.
And then we don't know. This is a protected secret.
Yeah, something happens.
By Stephen's.
Yeah.
And you're prepared.
And then you turn up. Your tie's straight. Your hair's slicked back. Tokyo get on the blower.
You blow Tokyo's mind.
Yeah, next thing you know, you've sold 500,000 copies of LaFace. Yeah, 500,000 copies of the LaFace Family Christmas album. And it's March.
And Deus Ex 2.
It's fucking March and he managed to do it somehow. And Deus Ex 2. You just threw that into the mix.
Because you were so well prepared.
Almost too well prepared. But not too well prepared, because if you were, you would die.
You would die.
You would definitely be dead.
So, everyone prepared, have a Stephen's.
Yeah, go to the website, use the offer code, unprepared. You'd think somebody else would have had that offer code by now.
No, it's unprepared 20107.
That offer code again is?
It's unprepared 20107.
Oh, well done. I really didn't think you had it in you. Yeah, all right, that was an advert. Adverts, if you want to advertise with us, you can send us an email to our email address, which is
rafandmails@gmail.com.
RAFANDMALES.
@gmail.com.
Yeah. Definitely is an actual dot. So if you want to advertise with us, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't, send us an email. If you've got anything else to tell us, send us an email. Just fucking send us an email, innit? We'll probably be checking them.
We will check it sporadically.
We'll check it sporadically. We've got a Twitter account. It's @rafandmails, RAFANDMALES.
DOTCOM.
No. And we have pledged to tweet at least one tweet in total.
It's not going to be the 20107 glasses.
No, and it'll almost certainly be less than 10 tweets. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again. Fuck Twitter. Here is some music. It's time for my news. Thank you. time for my review, Raph's review.
Boom!
And this week I am, in keeping with our theme, which I definitely mentioned at the start of the podcast, of this being a New Year's special, I am reviewing my 2016 calendar. Now that I've had a full year's use of it, I can give it a real thorough
review. I can't wait for this. I've seen this calendar in Raph's kitchen on quite a few occasions.
Yeah, it is.
And I assure you, it is a delight.
It is an unofficial take that calendar. It's emphatically not a take that calendar.
What's it called?
Well, if you look at the front page, it is called simply Take.
Do you think calendar. They had a lot of theft?
They did definitely take a lot of these pictures. when I say take, I don't mean they, as in, you know, you take a picture by holding a camera to your face and taking a picture.
I thought that's what you meant.
No, what I mean by they took these pictures is they Google image searched Take That 2015, presumably, and they just took some of those pictures and made a calendar out of it.
Nice.
I mean, let's start at the top. So it says Take Gary.Mark.Howard. This iteration of Take That...
Where's the rest of them?
Well, we all know what happened to Robbie. He left, innit?
Yeah.
A Nation was heartbroken. A Nation wept.
Yes.
Then he came back and did all of his stuff. Never got back involved when they came back as a man band. Now he is...
I thought he did. Did he not?
No, he never did. Was rumoured to.
Right.
They had that documentary where they're all sitting around waiting for Robbie to come and never came. But at some point, the other one, Gary, Mark, Howard, and...
Did he die?
Yeah, the other one died, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but they've carried it on to sort of honour his memory.
We're just a bit of a somber...
It's a sad way to start the year with the realisation that the other one, who wasn't Gary, Mark, or Howard, died over a year ago.
I am... Well, to be honest, silver lining, I now know who Howard is, because he's the one that's living.
Yeah, he's the tall, alive one. There's Gary... There's Mark Owen, who's like the little cheeky one.
Everybody knows Gary. Everybody knows Mark.
Everybody knows Robbie.
Love to hate him, Mark Owen.
And then there's the other two, who you could never really tell which one was which. But now it's easy.
One's in the ground.
Yeah, one of them's in the ground. We don't need to know his name. The other one's Howard.
And also, the one in the ground. Bit tasteless, but I'm going to say it. He's labelled.
He's labelled?
He's got a grave above him.
Yep, all right.
I didn't say it was great, but...
Yeah, but it happened.
Better than a name tag.
Yeah, better than just 10 seconds of silence.
Yes. Which is what we aspire to.
Yeah. It's a low bar, but by God, we're going to get across it. Right, so there's a few issues I want to take with this calendar.
Okay.
Because it's a bad calendar. And I'm not saying that just because it's a blatant rip-off. I like blatant rip-offs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, not just because September's missing.
September's there. I'll give it this. All the months are there. And for that alone, it gets at least 1 point on the scale.
Okay.
But not only are the pictures stolen, they're really bad pictures. It's not like they're like lined up. They're just like, look here, I've just opened it randomly. Here's March. Here's the three lads. Gary and the one who's alive and little Mark Owen. They're just sort of standing, you know.
It looks like they're at a barbecue.
It looks like they're at a barbecue.
Like at one of their houses.
Howard's got his hands in his pockets. They've all got...
Casual.
Mark isn't even looking at the camera. He's looking at a different camera, which is taking a better picture. They're just fucking hanging out. The most recent one I've looked at is December. I'll bring you to December. Bear in mind, I've had this in my house for a full fucking year. They've just cut out part of... Howard's head at the top of the picture. It's just them on a red carpet,
this is
a picture taken for like Hello magazine or something.
Did not.
Of the lads on a red
could
carpet.
No one crop this correctly. No one think.
And front and centre, there's Howard, and at the top of the picture, there's a big hole where the bit for hanging it up is, and they've just taken a chunk out of Howard's head. At this time, interestingly, Mark is looking at the camera. The other two. They're sort of looking somewhere else, I think.
I think Gary Barlow is looking at his career just float away.
You know what? Gary Barlow's got nothing to worry about. These other two, they're hanging on Gary's coattails. Gary Barlow, you know, he'll just forever... But He'll be fucking with us.
What has he done recently, though?
He's probably done some fucking thing. I've got no idea.
I mean,
He's appeared in my calendar.
To be honest, I've not followed it or looked at what he's doing. No. I'm just assuming.
X Factor still happening?
I don't know. I don't know.
That one, actually, November, not bad. As that these looks, pictures go, it looks like
it's, a picture that could what's be on his
calendar.
Name?
It's how it's the Howard. Alive one.
Alive one.
One of the Alive ones, I guess.
He's in a My Chemical Romance style jacket.
Yeah, yeah, it's him in a My Chemical Romance style jacket, in mid-clap, looking out presumably at an audience. I can't fault it, it's not so bad.
I don't think he is. Worse. I don't think he's I've looking at worse, an audience.
Like October, which is Gary Barlow out of focus.
That is a blurry Barlow.
It's a blurry mess. There's a mic stand in the shot, sort of blocking out part of Gary Barlow.
I love a good... You know what I love, though? I love a blurry Barlow.
Yeah, it's my favourite kind of Barlow, is a nice, soft focus Barlow, as if you were just sort of watching him through some kind of lovely dream.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say more of like a Channel 5 late night softcore, you know,
Barlow. You say potato, I say potato. My favourite thing about October is that he is wearing a suit jacket and shirt, which are exactly the same colour as the background behind him.
It's a headless Barlow!
Well, it's not even that. It's a disembodied Barlow head floating in a purple fucking Oasis. Oasis is definitely the word I intend to say here.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to say about this calendar, right, aside from anything else, is... The reason it's such a bad calendar isn't the fact that it's knockoff, isn't the fact that the pictures are poor, they're out of focus, they're badly cropped.
Yeah.
The aspect ratio on this is pretty bad. It's like the same, the paper quality is low, all of that is bad.
Okay.
The thing I don't like, look at the fucking dates. They're a tiny row of numbers.
You cannot write anything on there.
Yeah, it's no it's use as a calendar at all.
It's just telling you a number and a letter.
Yeah, for the people listening along at home, imagine you just opened up Word and you just wrote the numbers 0, 1 to 31 in a string on Word, and then you just wrote MTWTFSS in a string.
Repeatedly.
That's all there is. There's no space to write, you know, today is the day that the teddy bears have their picnic.
Yeah.
Today's the day I'm going to my mum's wedding.
Yeah.
Today's the day I'm going to the one out of Take That That's Dead's funeral.
Yeah.
None of that. It doesn't even tell you, like, 25th of December, it's Christmas. No, you have to, like, intuit that for yourself. And fair enough, we all know when Christmas is, but do you know when Kwanzaa is? No. That's what you got a calendar for. This calendar will not do the trick for that. It is... It's a useless calendar, which means all it is just a series of bad pictures of Take That. Pictures of the worst version of Take That that there has ever been.
Oof. We're not reviewing Take That, though.
We're not reviewing Take That, but just to explain, the pictures are bad. The band they're taking a picture of is the worst version of Take That there has ever been. And I'll leave it up to your own personal scale for now to say how bad that is. And as a calendar, it is functionally useless. So I'm going to give this Take That calendar 2 out of 10.
Ooh, another low
mark. And one of them is for whatever I said they get a mark for earlier. For having all month? The months. They've got all the months.
Have they got all the dates?
I haven't checked it exhaustively. I certainly haven't noticed any omissions.
Okay.
But I haven't been using it as a calendar. I've just been using it as a series of bad pictures of Take in my house. They get the other point for that half-decent picture of the Alive one.
Are they actually... So, can I just clarify?
Yeah.
Have Take That changed their name to Take?
I can't answer that question.
You cannot neither deny or confirm that.
I can neither confirm nor deny that they have. I suspect that they probably have, yeah. I mean, what else would you do at this point? They've lost half their members, so they should lose half their name. That's how it works, right?
Very true, well done.
2 out of 10. All right, now here's some music before we go into our final segment, what I like to think of as the treat segment. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the podcast. Now it's time for everyone's favourite segment. Maybe?
I'd say it is.
Probably at least one person's favourite segment.
Yes.
The lightning round. What we do here is we review three things each back to back. We go, I'll throw one out, you'll give me a score, and then a sentence describing how you came to that score.
Yeah.
You haven't seen mine before, I haven't seen yours before.
I have no idea.
We're going off the cuff, we're shooting from the hip. We're going quick like lightning, quick like wildfire, quick like a beautiful young colt racing across the open prairie. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm just... That vision was beautiful.
It's fucking good, isn't it?
I loved that.
Yeah, it was really, really great. I review that right here and now. 10 out of 10. Snuck one in. 9 this week. Minus it, snuck it in.
Dirty thieving Robin bastard.
Bradford, go.
Oh, 4 out of 10.
Why?
It's Bradford. It's got a big fucking hole in the middle of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Similar theme. Gibraltar.
Ooh, I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. I haven't been there, don't know anything about it, but I think it's quite warm and it's got monkeys.
All right.
Shelving. Shelving.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10, why is that?
Holds stuff, but that's about it.
Yeah, not much variety out of shelving, is there?
Okay, I've got for you, your partner's hot water bottle.
My partner's hot water bottle, I'm going to give it 0 out of 10, doesn't exist.
Oof. Did not see that come in. I mean, is it not something that burns your leg in the night?
I think that the more I think about it, with the benefit of hindsight, I think it probably does exist, but it's too late. I've made my score now. There's no going back.
You're done.
That's how lightning rounds work. All right, last one for you. Rihanna.
I'm going to give her Rihanna! 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10, why?
Bit of a dickhead.
Done.
Right, final one for you, mate. The Times Online's subscription model.
I'm going to give it 4 out of 10. They're having a go, but fuck them.
Done.
And that has been the lightning round. You! Boom. I can't think of a good vocal sound effect for lightning.
Yeah, I'm not going to try.
I don't think it makes much noise, does it? I'm just thinking of thunder.
Yeah. Lightning is, apart from the initial, like, bang, but that could be anything.
Yeah, could be anything.
No, it could be a shell falling down. It could be anything.
Sort your life out, lightning. That's it for our podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Can't reiterate enough, this was definitely the New Year's episode. Definitely said that at the start. You can come back in 2 weeks' time to hear us do another one of these. And it won't be a New Year's special. So no. Look forward to that.
But if you want to send us anything.
Yep.
As an email. raffandmails@gmail.com.
Raffandmails. RAFANDMALES. And @gmail.com.
gmail.com.
That's how you do email addresses.
On your Twitter.
Yep.
Raffandmails.
Yep.
Send us your blurry Barlows.
Yep.
Send us your lightning sounds.
I'm going to tweet out some pictures of this calendar so that you can have at least some frame of reference for what the fuck we were talking about for the second half.
You know what? I said I wasn't going to do it about the glasses. I might put a tiny picture of the glasses in the bottom of one of the take that calendar shots.
Yeah, we can do it. We have the technology. Right, well, thank you very much for listening and we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks' time. This has been Raph Mails doing a podcast reviewing the world. This has been Raph Mills doing a podcast review of the world. Hey!
It's quite good, man. I like it.